From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the cause and growing trend of gambling addictions. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Champaign County African American Heritage Trail unveiled two new signs on Monday honoring Black University of Illinois students from the early 1900s. As IPM's David Pierce reports, campus officials hope it promotes inclusion.
The Heritage Trail started in 2020 and is a collection of memorial signs that tell the history of African Americans throughout the county. Angela Rivers is a co-chair for the group. She says people walking past either memorial will better understand the role they played in the university's growth.
For early onset of the university, you know, when it began to spread its wings and develop into the major institution it is now, you begin to see African Americans that were involved, either as in school or working, on behalf of the university.
That includes William F. Ernest and Maudell Tanner Brown Bousfield. She was the first Black woman to enroll at the university in 1903. Ernest enrolled in 1915 and was the first Black soldier from Champaign County to die in World War I. Chancellor Robert Jones says the county has a past of segregation that some find unsettling, but he applauds the effort to remember those who were impacted.
We've made a commitment to restoring these stories and to we want to make sure that these individual stories are not forgotten. And there's not a better way of doing it than this.
The new signs are located on First Street near Memorial Stadium. David Pierce, IPM News.
Local Palestinians aren't happy after the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution last week declaring a common chant anti-Semitic. IPM's May Antar has more.
The phrase itself is just a phrase that's used by activists. It's been used for decades. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
That's activist Dua al-Dusuki. She says the resolution is an attempt to weaponize anti-Semitism, to silence Palestinian voices.
After Wadi al-Fayoumi was murdered, we've had advocacy groups try to promote a resolution and I think also a bill in the House and the Senate. And that hasn't passed. That hasn't even come up for a vote yet.
Al-Fayoumi was a six-year-old Palestinian-American boy who was stabbed to death by his landlord in Illinois a week after Hamas attacked Israel last October. The resolution still needs to go to the Senate for a vote. May Antar, IPM News.
Police officers will return to Champaign Unit 4 schools in the fall. The district has put together its own security team since the summer of 2021 because of vacancies in the Champaign Police Department. Orlando Thomas is Unit 4's Executive Director of School Support. He told the board 2 weeks ago that Champaign Police Chief Timothy Tyler is responsible for the return of school resource officers.
Chief Tyler has been here for 2 years, and one of his goals was to increase their staffing levels so that they could return the program to our schools.
A Chicago-based security firm filled in for 1 year. Soon after, the majority of the school board voted to bring Champaign police officers back, but vacancies prevented that from happening. The Unit 4 board voted unanimously in early April to renew the contract with the city. One officer will be stationed at each Unit 4 high school. The district will pay 40% of the two officers' salary and benefits, a total of $140,000. School counselors, psychologists, and nurses in Illinois say there aren't enough of them and things are getting worse. Illinois lawmakers were told more students need mental health services following the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Jothi Koluzi is a school psychologist in Rockford.
It's hard because my door is usually a revolving door and students aren't necessarily going to be serviced for that. I do check-ins as much as I can, and sometimes it's just more of a crisis intervention support system because we don't have enough hands.
Colosi says the problem is compounded when people leave due to the stress of being overworked. She and the other speakers offered a number of potential solutions, including loan forgiveness for student psychologists who work in underserved areas. Still to come, we'll learn more about the cause and growing trend of gambling addictions. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Explore the transformative potential of the arts in the documentary series The Expressway with Dulay Hill. The series delves into the profound impact of the arts on our daily lives, centered on the diverse perspectives of artists from across the U.S. Viewers join lifelong singer, dancer, and actor Dulay Hill in a celebration of community and creative expression. The Expressway with Dulay Hill is available to stream now with the free PBS app or on our website at video.will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From casinos to video game machines to sports betting apps on cell phones, it's easier to gamble now than perhaps ever before. While that leads to increased tax revenues across Illinois, it's also accompanied by a growing problem, gambling addiction. Joe Deacon reports.
Bill Johnson of Bartonville is approaching 50 years in continuous recovery from various addictions.
When I got sober back in, we didn't even talk about gambling addiction back in the mid-70s, late 70s. It wasn't an issue. Would I have qualified? I'm not sure. I know the addictions I have are enough for me. I would not like to have more diagnoses, I don't think. But yeah, I gambled.
Johnson is the Director Emeritus of the Illinois Council on Problem Gambling, an organization he started overseeing in 2011. He says the proliferation of gambling opportunities is increasing the risk of exposure to potentially addictive behavior.
Where can you go that you don't see video gaming terminals? Well, I don't know. Every place I go, when I go out to eat, when I go to the gas station, there's a video gaming terminal. So more people are exposed to it, so more people are developing a problem. We've seen historically, what we've seen is the big jump in problem gambling for sports gamers. They're young adult males, primarily between the ages of 21 and 35.
Johnson stresses the ICPG holds a neutral position on gambling, saying it's a legal form of entertainment in Illinois. The state is home to 16 casinos, including the Paradise Riverboat in East Peoria, as well as 13 licensed sports books and more than 8,500 licensed video gaming establishments. The industry generated $1.5 billion in tax revenue for the state and local communities in 2023. However, research by Health Resources in Action indicates 4% of Illinois residents have a gambling disorder and another 7% are at risk. That's more than a million people. Dr. Robert Leiser is the medical director of the Addiction Recovery Center at Peoria's Carl Health Proctor Hospital.
Many of these gamblers gamble to escape a lot of their true feelings and problems. They actually get euphoria from gambling, a pleasure sensation within the brain, so it makes them feel better. So just thinking about gambling or even on the way to gamble, many people have less anxiety, depression, and that's some of the concerns that I see.
Leiser says problem gambling can be just as debilitating as alcoholism or substance addiction.
People basically give up other forms of pleasure to go gamble, whether spending time with a family or even taking time for work when they should be doing these other things that are very critical to their life. They're spending it on focusing in the gambling cafes is what they're doing. And sometimes it can be as severe as even hygiene. Some people don't shower. Some people don't take care of themselves, eating. The gambling really takes over that pleasure center and drives it just like other substances.
With expanded access to gambling, the Illinois Department of Human Services reports that 68% of adults in the state participated in some form of gambling in the past year. Johnson says it's getting harder and harder to avoid some exposure to the various ways to place bets.
How can you not? I mean, I just was reaching for my phone. I mean, you got it all right now that you can sit on your couch now and make a bet on anything. Any sports action I watch around the edge of the screen of the baseball game or the UFC fights, there's little odds about somebody saying, hey, you know, I'll give you $1,500 free if you bet on this fight. So you can't get away from it.
Leiser points out that activities such as investing in the stock market or playing video games with in-game purchases also can develop into gambling addictions. He says treatment options can range from medication to psychotherapy and counseling.
We do have Gambling Anonymous, which is a 12-step program, which we can use also. So there's a lot of other peer-supported activities that can be used to help treating it. But the treatment needs to be derived from someone who's certified in a gambling addiction.
People can seek out help with problem gambling by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, texting GAMB to 833-234, or visiting areyoureallywinning.com. For WCBU's On Deck, I'm Joe Deacon.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 55 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by David Pierce, May Anthar, Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, and Joe Deacon. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.